Well, new reports say the insurgents in Syria are preparing to launch a chemical weapons attack against Israel. Russian media outlets have quoted sources in the region as saying that the foreign-backed insurgents are planning to launch the false flag attack from a territory under the control of Syrian government forces. Meanwhile, Russia has proposed that Syria place its chemical weapons under international control to avoid a U.S. attack on the country. In recent weeks, Washington has made efforts to garner support for a strike on Syria on the pretext that the Syrian government forces have used chemical weapons. Well, we're going to speak to Lawrence Freeman now. He's with the Executive Intelligence Review and joining us via Skype from Baltimore. Mr. Freeman, we touched on this with a previous guest as well. These false flag operations will not be the first in Syria. The massacre of Hula comes to mind. What do you make of these reports, first of all?
I think the reports are plausible because what we've seen is that all kinds of dirty operations have been run to try to make the perception that the government of Syria and President Assad have ordered this chemical weapon attack on the population, and they're showing videos of dead bodies all over the United States. So the idea would be to try to force the Israelis into an attack based on this is quite plausible. And this is part of a larger policy to actually cause a conflagration in the entire region and bring the Russia and China into a confrontation mode with the United States that could lead to general war and nuclear war. And that is the ultimate goal that is being pursued by people behind the scenes who are pulling Obama's strings.
Well, as you spoke about how plausible this situation might be, if I run with it a bit more, if such a scenario were to occur, how do you see it unfolding, not just with regards to powers like China and Russia, but also with regards to how the foreign media is going to react and the public at large?
Well, look at what happened over the last 24, 48 hours. I mean, now the only country that I know of that is supporting the military attack of Obama on Syria is Saudi Arabia. Even the French now have pulled back, and others are waiting to hear what the UN has to say. So the major military ally of the United States is Saudi Arabia. Now, the Saudi Arabians are involved heavily in the attacks on 9/11 in 2001 in the United States, especially through Prince Bandar, who was the ambassador then. The Saudis have also been supporting and funding Al-Qaeda and the insurgent movement in Syria.
Okay.
So you can see how dangerous this situation is and how various forces are manipulating. And essentially, Senator Kerry, in this action, has now made it clear that he should no longer be Secretary of State, as well as Obama should be removed from office as president.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review joining us from Baltimore via Skype. Mr. Freeman, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.